This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Garfield Bowen.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. Today I have the pleasure of introducing Good Neighbor David Vellante with DRV Woodworks. How are you doing today, David?
Great. Thank you for having me.
Listen, Dave, we're excited to learn all about you and your business. Tell us about your company.
Well, I'm basically a single owner operator, and I specialize in custom finished carpentry. And the term finished basically means I produce the finished product that you see at the end of a project. So the type of work that I typically focus on is interior finish work, such as doors, trim, crown moldings, baseboards, decorative moldings that you might see throughout the home. I also focus on building custom cabinets, wall units, entertainment centers, floating shelves. I do a lot of different custom woodworking projects in addition to kitchen and bathroom remodels. So there's a lot that I get my hands on.
I see some nice moldings behind you there. So how did you get into this business, David?
Well, to keep it somewhat brief, because it is a long story, I started doing finished carpentry way back in the early days of high school. And I would work on the weekends with my father, going to high-end homes, oceanfront high-risers down in South Beach in Miami. And my father taught me kind of from the ground up, and he taught me how to become a skilled carpenter, taught me the importance of doing high-quality work and to be efficient at the same time. So, you know, being in carpentry for many years, I just found so much joy working as a carpenter, being in an environment where you really get to see the fruits of your labor and people just ooh and ah and appreciate the work that you provide. And so this gave me just that real sense of satisfaction in life. So after high school, I decided, well, I'm just going to jump in and work full time with my father. And then my brother joined us as well. And we just became this dynamite team working on many projects together, spending time all day. And it was just a real blessing to be with them. And that really just kind of pushed me to become the best carpenter that I could be. But sadly, though, both my brother and my father had passed away.
Wow.
And that happened. My brother was in 2005, and then my father was just over 5 years ago. So obviously this broke up the threesome here that we had. And, you know, that kind of broke my heart too, obviously. But it never stopped me from, you know, being determined to become the best carpenter that I could be and just continuing what my father had taught me. And, you know, back in 08, when the housing crisis hit, I kind of stepped away for a while. You know, I'm sure a lot of people changed careers during that time because it just wasn't any work as a carpenter. And so I actually went to go work for JetBlue for 7 years. So I learned doing that. And then once the economy started to get back on its feet again, I decided, well, let me jump back into it. Let me start my own business. So I did that back in 2016 and never looked back. I mean, it was the best decision I ever made. And my business really took off, and it is what it is today.
Excellent. What are some of the myths and misconceptions of your industry?
I would say the biggest one is that finished carpenters only do trim work. And when you think about it, in actuality, they do pretty much everything that is considered decorative or involves woodworking. And so this misconception is so common that all finished carpenters are sometimes called trim carpenters. But we do more than just trim. We do all sorts of woodworking.
Okay. So, David, when you're not busy running your business, what does David like to do for fun?
Well, this is my favorite question, really, because it kind of segues perfectly into what I plan to do when I retire from carpentry and hang up my tool belt. And that is travel the world, work with my wife, who's a professional travel advisor. You know, my wife and I, we love to travel. We do so often throughout the year. In fact, just about a week and a half ago, I came back from a Napa Valley wine tour and then also a California coastal cruise. So I had an amazing time there, enjoying the beautiful weather, no rain like here in Florida. And, you know, trips like that are really only possible because I'm self-employed. I work for myself. And, you know, my wife, as a travel agent, she has a lot of perks. So it just becomes this perfect team. And so you know, when we're not traveling, we're obviously we're getting together with family, friends. We love watching sports, playing them, cooking. I love eating her food. you know, making cocktails, drinking fine wines, you know, enjoying life and what it has to offer.
What's one of your favorite destinations?
I would say my favorite is Norway, just sailing through the fjords. It's something that I think everybody's got to do in once in their lifetime. It's so majestic and beautiful that it's just like words can't describe it. When you look at pictures, you really got to be there. I mean, just it's amazing. It's amazing.
Oh, maybe you can get like a travel show and just go around the world and talk about it, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'd love to do that. For sure.
Well, just say that you got your debut here, okay, on Good Neighbor Podcast, all right? Let's change gears a little bit. You talked about some hardships and stuff that you went through. Let's talk about a life challenge and you know, if you might have already talked about it, but something that you look back and say you're stronger and better because of it. What else come to mind?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of circle back to kind of what I mentioned earlier, you know, losing my brother and my father, dealing with that housing crisis. Those were like the three biggest challenges when it, you know, in life that really hit me hard when it came to being a carpenter, which is what I've been all my life. And so, you know, the housing crisis was obviously the most difficult financially because I had to change careers for several years and took a huge hit financially. But obviously losing my family members was the biggest challenge emotionally, especially being my father just 5 years ago. So it's still rather fresh. But, you know, I mean, those challenges have really made me a better person, a better business owner, just appreciating the small things in life and just appreciating, you know, what you have when you have it, because you just never know when it's going to be gone, and just kind of slowing down and learning from the things around you to make you a better person.
Amen to that. David, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. You know, you seem like a tough guy. So I'm going to make you a little uneasy. Okay.
let's do it.
Tell me one thing, just one thing that you want our listeners to remember about DRV Woodworks.
Well, I would say the one thing is that, you know, I want people to know is that when they're comparing my business compared to others, because, you know, the smart thing to do, obviously, when you're looking for estimates for a trade like myself, is to shop around, right? So, you know, the people get multiple estimates, and a lot of times they just look at the price that they're quoted. And with my business, I might not be always the cheapest, and I might not always be the most expensive, but the one thing that I can guarantee is top quality workmanship, because, you know, oftentimes I'm called to come do repairs or redo this or that because somebody, you know, didn't take the time to really do their due diligence as far as who they were hiring and making sure that they're getting quality work rather than just looking at the price. So with me, I'm a single owner operator, and I work on every project, and I take extreme pride in what I do. And I've been taught by the best. And so that, you know, I try to treat people the way that I would want to be treated and do the kind of work that I would expect in my own home.
So if they want it done right, they got to call David, huh?
Exactly.
Listen, my listeners now are looking around the house and see what needs to be done. And they probably have that one question on top of their mind. It's like, how can we get in touch with you?
Well, you can find me anywhere, really. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. If you search on Google, you can find me. You just got to type in my company name, which is DRV Woodworks. And I also have a website, which is drvwoodworksllc.com. And you can go on there and fill out a detailed request with your information, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Or you can call or text me at any time at 772-924-5371. And I'm very responsive, so I'll usually get back to you same day.
Well, David, we really appreciate having you on the show. We wish you and your business the very best moving forward.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Port St. Lucie. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpportstlucie.com. That's gnpportstlucie.com or call 772-362-3840.